Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Faith Hudson, resident of the Mezquite Historic District in Las Cruces, to talk to us about her nativity collection from World Travels. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Good afternoon, Emily. Thank you so much for inviting me to the show.
You're welcome. What is so special about your nativity collection?
Well, aside from the fact that it's personal to myself and my husband, John Verplue, it also represents many of the countries that we have traveled to or family and friends have traveled to and brought us nativities back as gifts.
And how is this relevant to a special event or an exhibit that you're going to be doing on January the 5th on Sunday from 12 noon to 4 p.m. at your home?
Well, it all started because John decided to brag one day about how many nativities that we had in our collection. And of course, he was bragging to friends, Irene Oliver Lewis and Sylvia Comunius. And they both said, wow, wouldn't it be great to showcase this event? I mean, it's in the Mezquite Historic District, and it's also just, represents folk art and just bringing people into the actual community itself. And so Sylvia and Irene think it would be a wonderful idea if we would have an open house and showcase the Nativity collection. And so I said, okay, great. That's wonderful. And also was thinking, oh my goodness, this is going to be a lot of work. But at the same time, I think it would be really something special to share with people. And so a little bit of time went by. And then the next time I saw Sylvia, she's like, Faith, are we going to do this? And I'm like, yes, I really do think it would be important and that we should actually do this. So what we did is we settled on the date of January 5th because it was the closest weekend to the actual Epiphany. And part of what happened in picking that date was, first of all, J. Paul Taylor has a really famous event where he showcases his nacimientos. And we didn't want to do it too close to that event. That's an event that is also very dear to my heart, and I don't miss it. We go every year. So we didn't want to get too close to that event and really have people start to think maybe we should go to that or maybe that's the event and it's in a different place. So we decided that January would be better. And since Epiphany really is the culmination of the Christmas season, that would really be the perfect time to actually end that with our event.
So that's Dia de los Reyes. In Mexico, it is celebrated on January the 6th, and your event is January the 5th.
Yes, as close as we could get it to the actual Epiphany Day.
So did your passion for collecting nativity scenes start before you and John went traveling around the world?
Yes, it did. When I was growing up, my favorite part of Christmas decorating was setting up the nativity under the tree. It was such an important ritual of unwrapping the figures and then arranging each one. But the collection didn't actually start until I was an adult. And it really started with the gift of an olive wood nativity that my parents bought in Bethlehem. It's a beautiful carved olive wood piece. Well, actually, there are 16 figures to it. And so that's really when I thought it would be nice to maybe have a few of these. And then at, not too long after that, so mid-80s, maybe end of 80s, I've been trying to recall the date, and I haven't been able to, but I went to a Nacimiento exhibit at Kent Hall at the University Museum, and they had an incredible collection that people had brought in, some that the museum actually owned, and it was just all the different interpretations of the nativity through the lenses of those different artists. And they actually had nativities for sale. I bought one there. It was a woven wheat straw one from Zinzutzan in Michoacan. And that's when I really, I think, started to say to myself that it would be really nice to just have different versions of an artist's interpretation.
What does the Epiphany mean to you with your nativity collection?
Well, the Epiphany was the actual gift of the birth of Christ to the Gentiles. And that really came about when the three kings actually came to see Jesus. So that event brought this historic event to all of us, not just to the Jews, but to all of the rest of us. And I think that's another reason why we collectively decided that that would be a good day. It gave us a little bit of space between J. Paul Taylor's collection Christmas, and then this event sort of culminates then with that actual event where Christ actually was given to us.
So now with that, tell me about your collection. How many nativity scenes do you have?
Well, roughly, there are about 87 that are on constant display. And then there's about another 32 very small ones that are ornaments. So it is over 100. And more than half of those actually were purchased abroad, either by John and I or by my parents, who actually have the luxury of traveling even more than we have. And so my mom has a standing order if there's any very interesting nativities when their travels that they find, if they would bring us back one. I think part of what not only appeals to us as individuals, but I think across the board appeals to people is really the enculturation of the nativity. That, you know, peoples from all countries, all tribes can take the story of Christmas and they can express it through their own eyes in their culture, using their native materials, their styles, their colors, aspects of their daily lives. And I think that that's why there are so many nativity collectors worldwide, is because when you look at that, you really sort of get a little glimpse of how not only their culture is and some of their daily lives, but also as how they see that story, whether they're Christian or not.
What was your most unique nativity scene, and from what country?
I have several that I think are really unique. One is from Ethiopia. I have two from Tanzania when my parents were there that are really neat as well. And mostly it's because they are portrayed with their own facial features and using dark woods. Tanzanian ones are carved, and so the actual faces are out of a dark wood that represents the color of them. The Ethiopian one is painted, and so the eyes are very big, just like they would paint all of their figures in their art. Probably the most unique one, though, was one that was made locally by Miguel Silva and was given to me as a gift, and it was made out of recycled nails and wire and bits of cloth to clothe the figures.
The late city councilor, Miguel Silva, a unique collector and artist as well.
Yes, he really was. He really had a very good sense of humor, and I was always amazed at how he could take recycled things. He also made another small one that is an ornament that's made out of duct tape on a can lid. Only Miguel could do something like that.
How is this valuable to the community?
I think it's valuable because, again, whether or not you are Christian, you can really appreciate the types of materials that were used in nativities, the artist's interpretation of that. I think people just appreciate just seeing folk art at its most unique, as an artist would interpret it. So people that create nativities don't have to be famous artists necessarily, but they create from the heart, and that expression comes out in the pieces that they create. And so I think people just can look at that and just say, wow, you know, look, there's a pig there, or that scene has an elephant, or that scene has other indigenous animals in it. And who would have thought? But doesn't that really work well in this setting?
And especially when you're trying to create a fund for public art in the Mesquite Historic Neighborhood. And this is something which is very important to you and to all your neighbors.
Yes, that is absolutely true. Thank you for bringing that up. We are asking for a $5 donation, and the money then is going to be used to start an art fund that we can use in the Mesquite District. And the idea behind that is on private property, because it's in order to get funding on public property, you have to write grants. So what we would like to do is take that money and every year decide on what sort of maybe small or even a larger project that could be created over time, to just also, again, bring people into the neighborhood and see different art creations, different art venues that are going on in the Mesquite Historic District. We live in a historic adobe that was built, not sure, I have dates listed as 1915 and then also other dates that listed as 1928, but somewhere in the early part of the 1900s, that house was built. And John and I are both very passionate about that historic district and very involved in trying to see wonderful things happen in the neighborhood.
Well, talking about the fact that it is an old historic home, so it's not ADA compliant. Everyone is welcome, but as you say, it's not ADA compliant. And it's going to be at your home, home of Faith Hudson and John Verplue, at 706 B South Mesquite Street in Las Cruces on Sunday, January 5th from 12 noon till 4 p.m.
Yes, and then we will have bizcochitos and café de olla as refreshments for people to have after they've gone through the collection.
And how long would you think it would take to go through your collection?
It depends on how much time that you want to spend. So I would say probably to see everything 30, 40 minutes. But of course, I'm going to encourage you to linger and take your time if you would like to spend more time looking at things.
So again, the exhibit and the sharing of your nativity collection is a recreation of the story of the journey of the Magi, Los Tres Reyes Magos. Thank you, Faith Hudson from the Mesquite Historic District, to share her nativity collection a day before the Epiphany. And the exhibit is called the Epiphany Día de los Reyes.
Thank you so much, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.